Blog Talk Radio.
Forget about tomorrow. Time for us to start winning is now. Now. Now.
Hey, they don't like us, we don't like them. Nothing wrong with that, right?
At the end of the day, it's the same three things you've had to do in 35 that you got to do now in 2018.
I do not see no holes on this wall.
You got to run the ball.
Barkley off the left side. Here he goes.
You got to stop the run.
Tyreek Hill lines up in the backfield.
The ball pops free, and it's recovered by Harrison.
A snack for Damon Harrison early.
And you got to pressure the passer.
Wentz hangs in, holds it down. Down he goes. And an early sack by Olivier Vernon.
Two kinds of players in this league, folks. There are guys that play professional football, and there are professional football players. And the professional football players are the guys we want. I don't want guys that want to win. I want guys that hate to lose.
Odell Beckham Jr. down the sideline for the touchdown.
Giants fans, you are now listening to the hottest show on the planet, The Shakedown. Here to give you everything you need to know on your New York football Giants are Black Friday.
Welcome to the New York football Giants, Saquon Barkley, a.k.a. the Golden Child.
Ease of choking.
Do you know who Alec Ogletree is? Like, I'm asking you for real.
Really?
That is me. But do you know who he is?
J-Rock.
We're
going 16 and 0,
huh?
16 and
0, bro. How dare you say
anything
worse?
How dare
you?
Out your mind.
You know
we
just drafted the Messiah.
Obi, and
the
one and only, Shake Montana.
If that man was a prospect like a Peyton Manning or a Joe Montana, like I've been saying the whole fucking time, you don't pass up on this talent. You don't do it.
Now here is your host, Shakes Montana.
Yeah. Yo, Black, it's time.
Word
is coming. It's time, man. Yeah, straight out the fucking dungeons of rap, where fake niggas don't make it back. I don't know how to start this. Rappers, I'm monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface, sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, bullet holes left in my peepholes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out to beat those. Y'all know my CeeLo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J, sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on the corner, betting grants with the CeeLo champs. Laughing at bass heads, trying to sell some broken amps. G-Pack it off quick forever. My niggas talk shit, reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Niggas be running through the block shooting. Time to start the revolution, catch a body head for Houston. Once they caught us off guard, the MAC-10 was in the grass. And I ran like a cheetah with force of an assassin. Picked the MAC up, two brothers back up, the MAC spit. Lead was hitting niggas, one ran, I made a backflip. Heard a few chicks scream, my arms shook, couldn't look. Gave another squeeze, heard it click. Yo, my shit is stuck, tried to cock it, it wouldn't shoot, now I'm in danger. Finally pulled it back and saw three bullets caught up in the chamber. So now I'm jetting to the building lobby. And it was full of children, probably couldn't see as high as I be. It's like the game ain't the same. Got younger niggas pulling the triggers, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners. Crews without guns and corners. In broad daylight, stick up kids, they run up on us. 4-5s and gauges, max is back. Same niggas that catch you back to back. Catching your cracks in black. Yo, was a snitch on the block, getting niggas knocked.
to hold your staff to the coke price rock. I know this crackhead who said she gotta smoke nice rock. And if it's good, you bring your customers a measuring pot. But yo, you gotta slide on a vacation. Inside information keeps large niggas erasing and they wives facing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep, huh? Cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is a fine. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind. State of mind. I'm a gangster, drinking Moet, tolling text, making sure the cash came correct. Then I stepped, investments and stocks, sewing up the box to sell rocks. Winning gunfights with mega cops, was just a nigga walking with his finger on the trigger. Make enough figures until my pockets get bigger. I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing. Give me a Smith and Wesson, I have niggas undressing. Thinking of cash flow, food and shelter. Whenever frustrated, I'm a hijack Delta. And the PJs, my blend tape plays, bullets are sprayed. Young bitches are sprayed, each block is like a maze full of black rats trapped. Plus the Allen is packed. From what I hear in all the stories, when my people come back black, I'm living where the nights is jet black. The fiends fight to get crack, I just mack. I dream I could sit back and laugh like Capone. With drug strips on, all the legal luxury life. Rings flooded with stones, homes. I got so many rhymes, I don't think I'm too sane. Life is parallel to hell, but I must maintain it be prosperous. So we live dangerous. Cops could just arrest me, flaming us for hell like hostages. It's only right that I was born to use mic. And the stuff that I write is even tougher than dice. I'm taking rappers to a new plateau. Through rap slow, my rhyming is a vitamin. Hell without a capsule. The smooth criminal on beat break. Never put me in your box if your shit eats tape. The city never sleeps, full of villains and creeps. That's where I learned to do my hustle, had to scuffle with freaks. I'm an addict for sneakers, 20s a Buddha and bitches with beepers. In the streets I can greet ya, about blacks I teach ya. Inhale deep, like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay puzzle as I backtrack to earlier times. Nothing's equivalent to the New York state of mind. State of mind.
All right, what's going on, Big Blue Nation? Sports fans all over the world. Welcome to the Shakedown Show for the fans. Got a fan? Hold on, give me a second. Get the hell up off this one. All right, 602. Who is that? Is that Natural? Or is that easy? Yeah, I show up at 602. I'll let you in real quick. Give me a second. Try to get this over here. I don't know how I'm being heard yet, neither. So, y'all let me know out there. Okay, I'm back now. What's going on? Yeah. All right. I'm not sure how I'm being heard. Y'all let me know out there. Y'all hear me? The only thing about the power being shit, had the motherfuckers in the chat letting you know being heard. Even though I'm not on the, or don't know if I'm being heard right, I'm going to go on a little solidity. Wasting a little time. Hopefully my boys will be here. But we were on here for 5 years. We were on Blog Talk Radio, and we had a good time. We had great moments. And I felt last year that we needed a change. So, I told the fellas, we picking up and we're leaving out. And we went to Podbean. And Podbean, there was a lot of good qualities about Podbean. We spent the whole year there, this whole last year, pandemic year, as I like to call it. But we spent that pandemic year in Podbean, and all disrespect. Disrespect respectfully, right? But I didn't like that you had to have the fucking, you had to have the app to even interact and call in. I didn't like the fact that only be on the PC if you was a host. Because that was the only thing that really worked well as far as the quality, us getting snatched up and caught up by the Matrix, not being there. You can hear us 1 minute, next minute you can't. Things of that nature. Do a whole year with that. With racist, people kept calling in or trying to call in and commenting in the comment section with their derogatory comments. Just a whole bunch of fuckery over there. And it made me realize how great we had it over here. Does not mean that we do not need to still make our upgrades and do our due diligence, right, as far as getting on a platform where first we doing video and audio and putting it on a platform where everybody can see us, where everybody can get to us, they can hear us, they can process us. Still on that. We're still on that. But we had to come home. We had to come back to Blog Talk Radio, the roots, where it all began, where it all started. Now, with that being said, I hope that the people, the new listeners, the new callers that we had in this past year on Podbean, I hope they follow us. Hope they follow us to Blog Talk Radio, interact. There were some good characters that came across and came about. Now, I don't know, we kind of got used to the 7 o'clock schedule. So the 6 o'clock is probably not ideal for everybody right now. So I'm pretty sure everybody is still trying to load up, get themselves right, get their audio together. I'm not sure if Nacho, is that Nacho or is that Easy? I'm not sure. Or which one of y'all, the 602 number, can y'all at least come through and say that I'm being heard or something real quick, that y'all can hear me. Somebody say something. I might have to check Twitter or something, man. It's been a while since I've been doing all this shit, so this is what we got to do here. I hope not. Hope somebody can just come through and be like, yeah, man, you good, buddy. Well, in the meantime, still chatting it up, right? I got some articles for y'all on this Montana Mondays. I'm going to spit for y'all. Also, listen to the show live right now, you have to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DA Shakedown. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/DA Shakedown. And we are going, I'm going to give y'all the number in a minute, and then I'm going to get to these articles, and then hopefully my compadres will be here with me, and we can chop it up and talk about some things. NBA Finals, the Bucks, these motherfuckers' ass. Let me speak on that before I go on this soliloquy and give y'all the number. But let me speak on that while I'm smoking this blunt, because that's what I'm really out here waiting for. Yeah. But I kind of knew, like, I was asking the question, was they going to sweep them? But I knew for a fact that Milwaukee was going to take one in Milwaukee. They had to take one, and I felt like this game three was the biggest one, because going down 3-0 was just like, y'all done. They might as well put a fort in it. So on down 2-1, they got a little bit of hope. But what Phoenix got to do is now put the foot on their throat, put it right on their neck, and just cringe that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Put it right on a fatality. They must win this in game four, go up 3-1, have total control of this series. It probably will go game six, because I think Milwaukee will probably take one in Phoenix. But after that, man, it's over. I really expect Phoenix to win this championship. The Greek Freak is a beast, though, man. I was watching him yesterday, like, man, he's special. He is really special. And I remember him coming to the league, and I knew he was good. I didn't think he was going to be that great. But, you know, he's French dude and all that other dumb and shit. So I bet he didn't know, but yeah, this kid. All right, so I got some articles as far as the New York Giants is concerned. Because at the end of the day, this is a Giants-based show, fan-based show, show for the fans by the fans. But we cover all sports, all alike. Yankees doing their thing. I was supposed to have been a year of the shakes, but fucking Brooklyn fucked my whole shit up. So it's not the year of the shakes. But it's the year before the year of the shakes. You know what I'm saying? It's the prequel. That means all my teams are going to do good. So I guess that's what it is. They're going to do good this year, and next year they all going to win the chips. That's going to be the year of the shakes. But it's coming, y'all. It's coming. Also, look out for the fantasy leagues. It's about to pop back up in like a month. Fantasy leagues about to pop back up. Y'all join us. No keepers in none of these leagues this year. All fresh, fresh born. We all fresh born. So we'll see how we do with this, everybody. Ain't nobody got no excuses now. No crying. No bloody black crying. Ain't no excuses. Come for the chip. Come for the man. Me. I'm the man. And I'm going to try to win at least two more chips this upcoming season. I want at least two. Last year I said I at least want one, because the pandemic and all that shit was kind of bullshit. So I at least wanted one. I got one. This year I'm going for at least two. At least two chips out of the four. All right, so, yeah, y'all join us. Get up in this fantasy league and get y'all ass beat by the best. Me. Now give me a second. And go ahead and get myself prepared. See if I got some callers. Bring them in. 1 minute. All right, I'm back. And like I said, hopefully I'm being heard right. I'm being heard good. Let me check the Twitters. The Twitters. See if somebody responding to me. See if somebody telling me I'm good out here. I don't got no messages in there. Somebody let me know that I'm being heard out here. Okay, well. I'm going to go on anyway. Even if I'm not being heard. If I am being heard, then good. Alright. So this first article that I'm going to read is by the New York Post. Got Paul Schwartz in the New York Post. Edge rusher remains very shaky spot for the Giants. Okay. All right, anyway. Starts off with the overview. From the outside, look to be considered a shaky spot for the Giants. Where are the proven pass rushers? Not anywhere on the roster, that's for sure. The best edge rusher in 2020, Kyler Fackrell, with 4 sacks, was not re-signed and is now with the Chargers. Marcus Golden, with his 1.5 sack, never got going with the New York Giants coaching staff and was traded to the Cardinals. There are players returning from injury, youngsters, who displayed flashes. 2 interesting rookie draft picks and some low-level free agents worth taking low-risk flyers on. The Giants have 10 players listed on the depth chart at this position, and those 10 players combined for a total of 6 NFL sacks last season. Not exactly high-octane stuff. The Giants hope the future with these players is more promising than the resumes they already compiled. Personnel. They named the personnel, which is Lorenzo Carter, O'Shane Zeman, Aziz Ojulari, Afidi, Ellison Smith, Carter Coughlin, Cam Brown, Ryan Anderson, Nico Lelos, and Trent Harris. This is the rundown. Is Nitro, you trying to say something to me? You trying to come on these airways? I think that's Nitro. Yeah, is that you? You can hear me?
Yeah, and you good. Easy don't live in Arizona no more. So I'm the only Arizona zip code for Arizona.
Right. But he could have still had the Arizona zip code, though. You never know.
Nah, he gone. I'm allowed that.
He all the way D.C. now? Yeah. Oh, he all the way D.C. now. Okay. All right, well, not showing the box of cheese is with us. And he let me know that I am being heard correctly. So I'm going to continue on with the article here. And it goes on with the rundown. There are legitimate questions about every player with NFL pedigree, starting with Carter. What is he exactly? His first 2 seasons, total of 8.5 sacks, were barely intriguing and never overwhelming in any way. And in 2020, he played in 5 games before going down with a ruptured Achilles tendon. Does he make a full recovery? Is he a long-armed, rangy outside defender with sideline-to-sideline capability, or just another guy? Exemmons did a few good things, 4.5 sacks as a rookie. But in his second season
in the NFL was a washout, as he lasted only 4 games before landing on injured reserve and needing rotator cuff surgery. Oof. As a small school prospect, he needs to prove himself. As a small school prospect, he needs to prove himself to this new coaching staff. Coughlin and Brown did not get many pass rushing opportunities as rookies. Ofedio, who is 27 years old, has 10.5 career sacks, including 7 for the Vikings in 2019. Anderson has 6 career sacks in 4 years in Washington, none in 9 games last season. Ojulari could be the X factor here. He had 9.5 sacks in just 10 games at Georgia in 2020. And in some scouting circles, he was considered the best pass rusher in the draft. If there is any semblance of truth to that, the Giants getting him at number 50 overall is a steal. Smith dominated at a lower level of competition with 14 sacks, 14 quarterback hits, and 21.5 tackles for loss at Northern Iowa in 2019. His school did not play football last year. It might be a project that needs time to develop. Can't combat. It will be hot and heavy all summer. There are starting jobs to be won and roster spots to save and cuts to be avoided. Ojulari will be given every chance to vault into a prominent role, and the Zimmons must show that they are fully healed and ready to compete at a high level, as they could be in danger of getting passed by. Remember, the Joe Judge coaching staff did not inherit them. It feels like a make-or-break sort of year up ahead for Carter, a third-round pick in 2018. More was expected of him than what he had shown. His position potential is his next column, excuse me. The one possible riser here is Ojulari, who looks to part and coming from Georgia, should be ready to roll pretty much right away. He faces an acclimation period, but probably not an extended one. Defensive coordinator Patrick Graham had to be exceedingly creative in 2020 to find ways to apply pressure from the edges, and the hope around the team is that he does not have to be quite so creative this time around. Given the talent assembled, that is definitely more hope than expectation. If there is a beast in this group, he has yet to roar, growl, or even menace. The next position that he will be doing will be the tight ends. Was an article by Paul Schwartz in the NewYorkPost.com. Felt like I had to speak on that. Not a lot of Giants news out there, but anything that I feel is good, I will go ahead and make sure. Give me one sec. Let me listen to my boy Nas for 1 minute while I get this done.
Yeah. Yo, Black, it's time.
Word.
Bird timing. It's time, man.
Alright, begin.
Yeah. Straight out the fucking dungeons of rap, where fake niggas don't make it back. I don't know how to start this. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface, sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See, with the pen, I'm extreme. Now,
Bullet holes left in my peepholes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out to beat those. Y'all know my CeeLo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J, sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on the corner betting grants with the CeeLo champs. Laughing at bass heads, trying to sell some broken amps. G-Packs get off quick, forever niggas talk shit. Reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Niggas be running through the block shooting. Time to start the revolution, catch a body head for Houston. Once they caught us off guard, the Mac 10 was in the grass. And I ran like a cheetah with force of an assassin. Picked the Mac up, your brother's back up. The Mac spit, lead was hitting niggas, one ran. I made a backflip, heard a few chicks scream. My arm shook, couldn't look, gave another squeeze. Heard it click, yo, my shit is stuck. Tried to cock it, it wouldn't shoot, now I'm in danger. Finally pulled it back and saw three bullets caught up in the chamber. So now I'm jetting to the building lobby. And it was full of children, probably couldn't see as high as I be. It's like the game ain't the same. Got younger niggas pulling the triggers, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners. Crews without guns and corners.
Alright, my bad. Someone leaving my phone was floating up. And I had the motherfucking reset. But we back out here. And I also got my boy Black Freezy with us as well. What's going on, Black Freezy?
Peace to the gods, peace to the earth. Trying to get to my headset like quick.
Well, went through a whole article of the pass rush. And my take on it is, I feel that it is a lot of question marks with these guys, but I feel like there is a lot of potential as well. Now, of course, you got the question marks with Simmons and Carter with the injury factor. We got to see how they come back healthy. Also, you got the Young Bulls, Carter Coughlin, Cam Brown, all the rest of these dudes. Who knows how they meet their potential. But I feel like their potential is very high. And then you got Fidio, a veteran in this game. He doesn't have many sacks. But to have somebody that knows the game to teach these young bulls little tricks of the trade. And to go out there and to play hard out there. I really feel like he's going to come out there and be one of those players that sticks out and be like, oh, man, Fidio had a great game. He may not have a whole bunch of sacks, but we'll be saying, oh, he had a great game. And so I agree with the article. Yeah, there is a lot of question marks, but the potential is high. Now, if we added one more, can't hurt, right? Can never have enough pass rushes, right? But I do think one more would solidify it for me. And that brings me into this next article where they present the best available free agents out there for us to be had. I'm going to go ahead and go through that. But before I do, I got Black Freezy with me, and I got The Rock. J-Rock is as well. Is with us on these Montana Mondays back on Blog Talk Radio. What's going on, J-Rock?
What's good? What's good?
What it do, man? What it do? Everything?
Yeah, man. Good to see you back on the blog.
Yeah, man. Back home, man. Feels cool, man. It feels good not to go through the matrix and all that good shit.
And back to the oldness.
Yeah,
back,
man.
Back to the old.
So.
You're glad, man. I'm glad.
No, it's all good. I just went through an article about the pass rush. I know you missed it, but what do you feel about the pass rush?
I don't know, man, because everybody on there has got an asterisk in their game because we haven't really seen
go out there and prove anything yet. So, you know, I am around this time. Let's wait and see.
Yeah. You know, that was basically really the article. What they were saying was, like, there's a lot of question marks with these guys. And they named out all the dudes that's there. And we got some names with a lot of potential, but we got to see if they meet their potential. And the ones that's, that went through their little injuries, surgeries, and everything, how they come back healthy. So a lot of question marks, but I feel like we got enough bodies there that it's going to be somebody that's going to get cut, and we're going to be like, damn, he ain't make it. He was balling out in preseason. You know what I mean? Or he's balling out in camp. So I do feel like that's going to be one of the things that's going to be said, because I believe it is a lot of bodies with a lot of potential, a lot of question marks. But I think that a lot of these guys meet their potential, and a lot of them have to meet their potential. Guys like Lorenzo Carter, who's probably on his last legs, literally, you know what I'm saying? And guys like Ofidio, like, you know, this is a try me era. Like, you know, you ain't go out there and hit the market and made a whole big old splash where motherfuckers was lobbying for you. So this is your time to make some noise. Try to get the bag for this next off season. So it's a lot of question marks, but a lot of, to me, motivation. A lot of guys with a lot of motivation to meet that potential. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think you can say that for a lot of positions, though. A lot of positions, you don't know who's
going to
make it.
Even
if you think
right.
Going to make it, might not make it.
Exactly. Black Freezy, you got anything to say about the pass rushers before I go into the next article?
Yeah, I think the pass rushers are going to be awesome, man. I think we're going to get some rush up the middle. I think we're going to stop the run there four. And I think we got some crashes, man. I think we got some guys that's going to really be able to set the edge and crash. You know, what's the boy name from Penn State, man? I don't know why we keep forgetting his name, man. The linebacker that came in
did
a really good job. From Penn State, that we drafted last year.
What's that, Cam Brown?
Cam Brown, yeah. He did a pretty decent job towards the end of the season. And to see some of these guys that we brought in, you know, to really fill that in. You know, and plus, you know, Lorenzo and them coming back is a plus. It's just a plus. You know what I'm saying? It's just a plus because those kids didn't even get a chance to blossom yet. And, they, you know, Lorenzo moving around pretty good. I saw him. He looked pretty good. And so did Saquon, by the way. But, I think it's going to be awesome.
We also got LRP with us. What's going on, LRP?
Yo, what's going on? I ain't heard the lady in the long. Now, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold your baby to listen to the show.
Yeah, man.
What's going on, fellas?
Yeah. We home.
Mike
Lowe is home, man.
Can you hear me good? How's the audio? Turn my headphones up. We good?
Yeah, you good, bro. You good.
Cool. Do your thing, bro. What's up to the people?
Alrighty. So, I just went through an article about the pass rushing. So, I'm going to ask you, since I asked everybody else, how you feel about the pass rushing, right?
I like the pass rush. I ain't got no issues with the pass rush. We got quite a few question marks, you know, X-Men and Zoe. But if they are to form, Afidi is well established in his, you know, what he can do. Aziz, you know, is slated to be great or good, whatever. So I ain't got no issues with it, man. I think they got Raglan and Anderson and even, I'm telling you, that dude that looked like, what's the name, Stun or whatever. That dude might be mean. He looked kind of frail, and he looked kind of like, you know, lost in space, whatever. But Shoot, he might be a Donna Kinsu. You know how Donna Kinsu give you a cupcake on the street, fuck around, slap that shit out of your hand on the field. You know, so. Hello, baby, we're going to see. But I ain't got no worries with the fast rush.
Who you talking about, son?
Emerson. Emerson?
Oh, Emerson. Yeah, Emerson Smith.
Is it Ellison?
Ellison Smith. Yeah.
I thought it was Emerson. Okay, yeah, Ellison.
I thought it was Ellison.
Yeah, all right.
Ellison.
Yeah, I like, I mean.
I hear the happy voices.
Yeah, what up, E?
Yeah.
What's up,
not
baby?
Not getting taken away, man. Let me bring in E, the chosen one from the Bronx Square. What's going on?
No doubt. Peace. Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We here.
It's good to be home. It's
yeah.
good to be home.
Get the fuck up out of there.
Yeah.
You sounding well, baby. How's your arm?
We did. Yeah. Everything good. I'm 95%.
All right. Now, listen, I'll take a 95% shake over 120% roadie. Yeah, because I want them to listen in. You better call in, too. Oh, man, I love you, boy.
Okay.
Come back home.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Feels good, man. But what you feel about the pass rush?
I think we're going to be middle of the pack. I think we're going to be like 14th, 15th in the league. And that's just starting. That's just saying something for this year. I would jump out on the ledge and say top 10, but I need to see a little bit of preseason skills. I need to see some skills in the preseason. But I'm going to say mid-tier right now because they need to learn how to play together.
Mm. What gives you that hope?
That we'll be mid-tier?
Mm.
We've improved from last year. We've added better players in the secondary and on the line to compensate for Dalvin. We got Reggie Ragland. We're not going to keep forgetting about that. We got Ofidi. We got Danny Shelton. We're not going to keep forgetting about that. Logan Ryan. Adoree Jackson. We got pieces that added to what we already had. So that means that our great defensive coordinator, because he should become that this year, is going to be able to do what he does best, and that's scheme, blitz, stunt, and also move away from that cover two sometimes if those things take place, because we got two cornerbacks that can go man-to-man, and we got defensive backs and safeties that can cover the field, and linebackers sideline to sideline, barring health, that can cover tight ends. So we got a mixed bag of what we need to help us out on the defensive end this year, and we've added additions to what we've already had. So I got no problems already on defense, man. I think we're going to be middle of the pack to start off, and then we'll eventually get into the top 10 around games 7 and 8 midseason. Those are my predictions for the defense.
All right. So with that article and the reason why I asked my boys how they felt about the pass rush, and again, I spoke on it right before they did, I'm good with it. It's a lot of question marks, but it's a lot of potential and a lot of motivation out of these pass rushes. But if they added one more, I would not cry at work. So, that brings me to this article here, where they go through the best available free agents that could fill a Giant's remaining needs. It's an article by Giants Wire, USAToday.com, Dan Benton. We read a lot of Dan Benton articles in this past year, so shout out to him. I don't think we did any on Blog Talk Radio. They're a lot on Podbean, but first time for everything. Shout out to Dan Benton, Giants Wire, USA Today. It is titled, Best Available Free Agents. who could fill Giants' remaining needs. Starts off. Should I do that? Yeah, I'm going to do that. It starts off, the Giants, the start of the training camp is just around the corner for the Giants, who currently have 89 players, Platts Gilmer on exemption, under contract. The 90th spot is expected to go to Nate Ettner, who withdrew for Olympic competition. Still, there's work to be done, and despite limited remaining camp space, Assistant General Manager Kevin Abrams hinted in late April that roster shuffling would likely continue right up until camp. From my opinion, and I think Dave would agree, I think our roster is a lot better now than it was at the end of the season, Abrams said. And the offseason is not over yet, so we'll still have more opportunities to add players. So I think we feel good with what we have done. I think we're a deeper and more talented team. While Giants fans shouldn't expect any sort of blockbuster signings or trades, there's still few available free agents who could help the team and come on for the cheap, for the low low. Let's take a look.
For the five?
You probably ain't had to pay the five. Pay the 1.5, J-Rock.
Yes. Willing.
But in no particular order, they first go on with K.J. Wright, linebacker from the Seattle Seahawks and all that good shit. Yeah, he's available. Second guy they went with was Mitchell Schwartz, a guy that either chosen one from the Bronx has been lobbying all offseason for. Offensive lineman from the Kansas City Chiefs. Next guy they have up, interesting name for me. I like it. I would love it. David DeCastro, offensive lineman from Pittsburgh. I didn't even know he was available. Please,
yeah, we spoke on it. We spoke on him a little bit. Pause.
Dang, that's crazy. Next name was Melvin Ingram, pass rusher with Los Angeles Chargers. We definitely spoke about him because the media man Trey has brought up his name plenty of times in this offseason. Another name on this list, Justin Houston, pass rusher. I wouldn't mind that. I know he's old as fuck, but shit, man. He's still a pass rusher. That's only like that Dwight Freeney type of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Go look at them numbers. He's still productive, son.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here's another interesting name on this list. Olivier Vernon. Olivier Vernon. I'll say it again. Olivier Vernon, pass rusher from the Cleveland Browns.
That boy don't like
bring
the cold.
Him back. Yeah. He need to go
yeah,
back
he,
to Florida somewhere.
Yeah, he wanna go back to Florida, man. Everybody know that.
Need to.
Send him back to the South, man. He had a productive season right. last year. If y'all look up his numbers, he definitely was involved last year though in Cleveland.
He always do all right.
When he was healthy.
Nothing spectacular.
When
he do all right.
Yeah, he made it over Toka.
Yeah, yeah. Next name is Adrian Peterson, running back. Washed. Yeah, I ain't put him in there. He did. Dan Benton. All right. Y'all know how I feel about that. Next name up, my son, Duke Johnson, running back from the Texans. I don't mind that either. Not at all. We have another offensive lineman on the list, Austin Reeder from the Kansas City Chiefs. I wouldn't be mad at it. but it ain't something I'm like, yo, shit, man, yeah, go get that. All right, next name, Everson Griffin, another one of my sons, pass rusher, Minnesota. Where the hell did he go last year? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, he went to Dallas, right? Yeah. Yeah, fuck him. But I'll take him now. I'll take him now. Everson Griffin, I would have took him last year. Boy, he's a pass rusher. Another pass rusher on the list, Trent Murphy, Buffalo Bills. I didn't even know he was available. That boy balls out, pause. They have Josh Gordon, wide receiver, on the list. Would y'all do that? Would y'all do? Would y'all give Josh Gordon a try in this deep?
I mean, deep I think hole we would, but wide receiver. Hey.
Shikari Richardson.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But here's an interesting
give him
name.
A shot, but would they?
You think you would give him a shot? I don't know.
Yeah, let that boy be safe, man. Smoke some weed and shit, man. Damn.
Weed. I don't know.
Real quick, you know what's fucked up? Off topic for a second, but we ain't getting off topic too far. I just wanted to make a comment that
real
fucked up when you see a fucking elbow and the elbow look like it belonged to a woman and then you get up to the fucking car and it's an ugly ass dude. You're like, yo, you need man elbows, bro. People need man elbows. That shit right there, that dude had a feminine ass elbow. I could have sworn that was a guy.
Ash from that elbow, fella. A little bit of ash. Let us
yo,
know.
No hair, you. No nothing. The shit was like smooth as fuck.
No
I was
head.
Like, yo, what the fuck kind of dude got a fucking abrasion left elbow? You know what I mean? That shit is dumb.
You probably got baby soft hands, too. Dumb
because
balls.
It's too sensitive and soft these days, man. Baby
too five. Sensitive, bro. You need to start elbowing some sheetrock or something. Ask that shit up.
Yo, can I just tell y'all something? Y'all know I'm about to come with it, Paul. But can I just tell y'all something? Y'all are some of the most hateful, angry men I've ever known in my life. We just discussed this man's whole anatomy and who he is as a person and how the recreation of a human being needs to happen all over again. I just need y'all to know that.
Yeah, supposed to have no smooth ass elbows as a dude, bro. That shit looked, it was good
I'm
spin in the sun.
Clear.
I was like, yo, that's a woman. And he's driving a feminine ass car. I was like, yo, that's for sure. I looked over, it's an ugly ass fucking Asian dude. I was like, what the fuck? That probably not me, though. They got good ass elbows.
You know?
They do.
All right. But the last name on the list is my son. I didn't even know he was still available. I don't even know why he is still available. Go get him now. Quan Alexander, linebacker. Like, what? Go do that. Go do that today. Like, what are you doing? Like, why is he still here? No. It must be an injury thing. Gotta be. But, yeah. So that is the list of the available free agents that he feels the Giants should go after. Any thoughts on that? Move on.
I wouldn't want another pass rusher. My thing would probably be DeCastro or one of those linemen that he mentioned. But I wouldn't.
Schwartz,
if I was to look
or Raider.
At a, yeah, Schwartz or who was the other guy?
Yeah, Reader, the center from Kansas City. Just Reader or something like that. But, you know, we got our own names, too. You know, what's the Black Freezy boy? Oh, that's from the Chargers. Oh, he gone?
Yeah,
Trey Turner
got fired about a month ago.
Where you
going? Who picked him up? The guy who picked him up. I really did, but I know he is gone, though. Somebody signed him.
Who?
Yeah, your boy, Trey Turner.
Oh, I think he's in New Orleans, right?
Oh, did he?
I want to say Saints. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say Saints, but I'm not sure. But I know for a fact he did get picked up. I just forgot which team. But DeCastro, I would look into.
Man, what?
It's Schwartz.
Other than that, I'll right
probably out.
That's beast right there. It was another name that we was mentioning before. I can't remember his name. No. That was available. I'm not sure if he's still available.
No, we was talking about the dude from, I know, come on, E, Chicago.
Ah, yeah, that's right, yep. What was it, Leno?
Yeah,
Leno Jr.
Something. Yeah, something
yeah
like that, Chicago, him.
Yeah.
Well, no, he went to Pittsburgh, Trey Turner.
Did he? He went to Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Just give us the cash for
it. Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
casual,
Mike Tomlin,
baby.
Perfect Mike Tomlin move. We've seen it.
Absolutely.
Let's
absolutely
go with
the
Castro, man. What?
I would definitely go with the Castro.
The Castro is a plug-in right now, bro. Like, plug that man right
and,
in.
And listen, that's tackle. He's right tackle. Am I right?
The
guard.
He's right guard. Oof, well, that just sits Hernandez down for a little while because he's plugged in at the right guard. I wanted to bring that up later on in the show.
All in here.
Yeah, he's plugged in. Just in case if nobody knows, Hernandez is plugged in as the right guard as of this day right here.
I know he's battling that Fulton dude. I know he's battling Fulton for that position. As of right now.
Mm-hmm. As of right now. But it's his job to lose, though.
It is.
But DeCastro, man, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, we have the death, all that competition, all that. That's perfect for me. And Quan Alexander, man, like, come on, man. Like, he's good. He's. That's just more than
I will add, if they go that route, I would. the person out of that list that I heard, Quan Alexander is nice. I ain't got no problems with that. But Melvin Ingram would probably be the guy I would bang the table for. Pause. You know what I mean? But other than that, man, I'm good on the defensive end, on the defensive side of the ball. I just would love one of those true blue, true to the game linemen to solidify things. So, or just to get a better, more of a warm and fuzzy. You know what I'm saying? To feel that, you know, gonna be all right. It's just too many question marks right now. It's a lot of ifs. And if these guys, you know, graduate and if the maturation process really took hold and until they actually play.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's that. It's the available free agent that he wanted to put out there.
Speaking of Kansas City Chiefs,
now,
though, just here, but all the shit, I don't want to, my bad, I'll wait for the next topic.
All right.
No, I was just going to talk about Frank Clark.
What about him?
He got caught with AK-47s in the whip, bro, in the lab. Got pulled over, tons of guns and ammunition in the car. He tried to say it was his bodyguard.
Damn, he's insane out here.
Yeah, man. He might be in some shit. It's Frank Clark, too. Kansas City Chiefs, bro. They like, bro.
I got weapons of mass destruction out this.
AK-47s in the Lambo. Sound like a rap song, but he's living it for real. I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
He living that life.
What happened, sir?
Frank Clark.
Don't you do
he
it.
He got caught with them fangs.
He got caught with
Frank
the automatic weapon.
With the AKs. I got the AKs.
Actually, it's not even the first time. They said that he actually
did
the
straight A's.
Shotty body.
Yeah.
Some of that. Ooh,
had a submachine gun the first time, a couple of months ago, or a couple of years ago, whatever. He had a submachine gun he was found with in his vehicle just over the weekend.
I can smell it.
Got caught again, this time with an AK. And he said that he tried to put it on his bodyguard. And they were talking about it on the radio. It was funny as shit. He was like, yo, I'm not going. That's a felony. He said, that's a felony, 20 to 30 year charge. I'm not taking
what
a rap for you. Well, shit, where did he get caught at? Oh, man. Somewhere in the middle of the goddamn world.
Is that Missouri or is that
really?
Washington?
Yeah. When I get to a stationary place, I look it up. But my apologies to the fans. I don't know what city it was. But when I get a chance, I'll look it up and put that out there a little later. But, yeah, that shit happened. And then another dude from the Texans, apparently, was charged with, like, luring a kid, a male kid, with, like, amusement park tickets and on some Michael Jackson Neverland shit. Like, now that's from the Houston Texans. He got caught down here with that. And, you know, there's reports saying that he tried to molest, and, you know, he's being charged with, like, sexual assault or sexual something towards a kid. I was like, man. But he, like, way on the depth chart. It was actually kind of shitty. You know what I mean? It was like, that's terrible. That's a terrible story. But, you know, let me preface that. But they were saying, well, he's well on the depth chart. I was like, he's not Deshaun Watson. This isn't Deshaun Watson. I was like, for them to even put his name into some mess like this just because it's under the law umbrella, I was like, yo, these people are terrible, bro. Like, how do you just connect that? You know what I mean? It's like, this is not Deshaun Watson. He's way down on the depth chart. So who cares, pretty much, is what they were saying. I'm prefacing. You know what I mean? Paraphrasing what they were saying, but it was just like the whole thing just felt off. Like, man, this dude just got charged with, like, trying to pull a little boy's pants down, and y'all minimizing this shit and then trying to compare it to somebody getting a massage and their value on a football team. It's crazy how we look at that. But that's all I had.
It lets you know what they're doing, man. They trying to declassify this shit. Had these people have
already,
you know, these type of relationships, man.
That shit was foul. I was like, yo, y'all.
This shit, that's why
stop.
You need to put the hammer on these people, man. You can't. They're like vampires, don't you?
Yeah, that was in today's news and basketball, football history.
Black, we just got back, baby. We just got back, baby. We just got back. We just got back, baby.
Yo, not the kids. We got little kids around.
I know, but we just got back, baby. They're just giving one show. For the murder. One show before the murder. But I'm with you, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say nothing about it because my brother's cleared it up. And y'all absolutely 1,000% correct. Because y'all know damn well how I feel about the kids. And if that's the quick case, Pop go to Weasel.
Little kids wrong. All
right. You're hurting me, girl. You're hurting me deep.
What y'all feel about that game last night? Milwaukee blowing out Phoenix. Kind of figured out that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It was doing.
I called it. I knew they were going to come out firing. And just as expected. Put the bang.
Y'all
gotta
be honest with you, man. That Holiday kid, man, he's stronger than I thought. That boy's strong.
I told you that, Black, and that's the reason why I was so pissed off with him, because he kept reminding me of Eric Bledsoe, who's also another strong kid like that. But Holiday has a better offensive game than Eric Bledsoe when it comes to, like, stepping back, going to the basket, putting his body into a defender, still making baskets. And they played last night. But what I want to see, gentlemen, right, I want to see all six of these guys show up at the same time so we can get that type of spectacular game. All six of them have not showed up yet. Four have, five have, three have, two have, or even one has. I want all six of them to come out and be who they're supposed to be and give us that phenomenal show and battle.
I think that's probably the closest we're going to see.
Nah, Booker was off, bro. They took him out in the third quarter.
Oh,
he didn't even play no
more. Milwaukee.
Nah, that's the thing. Can they both show up at the same time and give us what we all are really waiting to see? We know Giannis going to show up. We know Booker going to show up.
Okay, that's
good. Is Holiday going to show up again? Middleton has to show up, or they dead.
I ain't going to lie. Yo, Holiday got the fire in his eyes. They said something to him. Somebody had to say something to him, like step up or something.
They got home. They got home, Black.
Well,
NBA
cool.
difference in the
crib.
NFL. When you get home, you feeling it. You got that crowd behind you. Think about it. Giannis ain't even have to worry about shooting free throws because they was quiet. And you can hear the Phoenix fans still counting.
10, 9.
Yeah, crazy.
That boy
crazy. How you feel about that game, Shaq? Like, how do you feel about Giannis, though? Because I remember you saying something earlier in the year. So I'm asking you now. How do you feel about him?
I think he's great, man. Like, I remember him coming in the league. I thought he was going to be good, even maybe great. But I didn't think he would be special. And I spoke on this earlier, before y'all came on when I spoke on the NBA Finals. But I didn't think that this kid was as special as he is. He's special. He's a special player. And even though I don't think that they're going to win this NBA Finals, just to see the maturation process of him is amazing. It's amazing. The boy can do it all. And it's crazy because he got so many brothers, but they all playing basketball, and he's actually playing with one of his brothers that he's always played with all his life. So it's a pretty good story, man. It's a pretty good story for him and his family. And, yeah, the kid's special, man. He's definitely one of the top five NBA players in the league right now.
I just checked my text. J-Rock was looking for the Chris Paul again. I guess he wanted to join us via computer versus his phone. Just like him.
Well, he forgot.
Man, call him regular and figure all that out afterwards.
Right. He forgot him long game. He won and made it long time. How you the one that made it and then forget
it? Yo, let me ask you a question, Chick, and I want you to be honest with the people because we didn't hear it. I think we did hear it. But how did it feel when you heard, "Ooh, welcome to Blog Talk Radio"? How did you feel when you heard that?
Yo, that was cool, right? But what really was so, like, it got me like, oh, my God, like, damn, we back. Like, was like once after that, our intro music came right on. Like, it, like we never left, bro. Came right back on. Like, I was like, wow, like, I ain't had to do nothing. Like, that was the moment that I was like, it feels like home. You know what I mean? It feels right.
It still got the other joint from with Dave Gettleman and all that.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I'll let you hear it yourself. Let you hear it yourself.
I think I'm gonna give me a link and we'll view it.
Forget about tomorrow. Time for us to start winning is now, 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 now.
They don't like us, we don't like them. Nothing wrong with that, right?
At the end of the day, it's the same three things you've had to do in 35 that you got to do now in 2018.
I do not see no holes on this wall.
You got to run the ball.
Barkley off the left side. Here he goes. Look at the speed. Oh, my goodness. Breaks the tackle. Going to take it to the house. 92 yards. Toying with the defender. Saquon Barkley.
You got to stop the run.
Tyreek Hill lines up in the backfield.
The ball pops free, and it's recovered by Harrison. A snack for Damon Harrison early.
And you got to pressure the passer.
Wentz hangs in, holds it down. Down he goes. And an early sack by Olivier Vernon.
Two kinds of players in this league, folks. There are guys that play professional football, and there are professional football players. And the professional football players are the guys we want. I don't want guys that want to win. I want guys that hate to lose.
Odell Beckham Jr. down the sideline for the touchdown.
Giants fans, you are now listening to the hottest show on the planet, The Shakedown. Here to give you everything you need to know on your New York football Giants are Black Friday.
Welcome to the New York football Giants, Saquon Barkley, a.k.a. the Golden Child.
Eve of Trojan.
Do you know who Alec Ogletree is? Like, I'm asking you for real.
Really?
That is me. But do you know who he is?
J-Rock.
You saying we going 16-0, huh?
16-0, bro. How dare you say
anything
worse? How dare you?
Out your mind.
You know
we
just drafted the Messiah.
Only and one and only, Shake Montana.
Now, if that man was a prospect like a Peyton Manning or a Joe Montana, like I've been saying the whole fucking time, you don't pass up on this talent. You don't do it.
Now here is your host, Shakes Montana.
That home feeling, bro.
I had to wipe mine.
I love it, but I mean, there is one person that you're missing. You know what I'm just saying?
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming, fellas. He's right. But you know what we need to do?
Like Ghostface on the red tape.
Let me tell y'all something. I know what that means. Let's throw all the psycho shit out the window. Let's talk realities. I'm here, and I need my pot on the audio soon. And I feel you, LRP. I got you. I respect it. Voices need to be heard, damn it. And mine need to be a part of the situation. I'm involved. I got you. So you know what I'll do? You guys tell me what you want to keep. You tell me what you want to exclude, and I'll have judgment make a cut-up. LRP, send me a voicemail. I'll send it to him. He'll add it to the part where that'll be your introductory piece, and he'll put it all together. He does it for us all the time, of course.
Yeah, I think the winner would be Dancing on Graves. The prime.
Right.
I think that's what led me to my prominence in the first place, I think. Dancing on motherfucking Graves.
So just let me know what it is that you want. Just leave me like a little audio clip. I'll send it to him. Yo, gentlemen, real quick so I can get it out of the way and we don't have to discuss it no more. Is there anything that you guys feel y'all want to take off? Because Shake sounds like he's talking about Danny Jones.
Unfortunately, got to take away that Odell
right.
Beckham.
So we got to take away Odell Beckham. We got to take away Damian Harrison, and we got to take away Olivier Vernon. And I'm going to take off my audio and replace it with just, you know, like one sentence, like I did, a quick excerpt, because Alec Ogletree isn't here no more. I'll add something different to that, and that's it. Because I basically know what we need to take off, but I want to hear what you guys feel, so I can let them know. Shakes, anything you feel you want to take off?
You know, I'm in agreement with all of you. Whatever you said with the 2018. Like,
okay.
I said 3 years ago.
Yeah, bro. All right.
God damn. 73
Because I still love the I love the beat, that tempo that it comes in with, pause. I love that tempo. I love the echo. The intro's cool if y'all cool with that. Like, it fits the narrative of what we feel actually right now and what we've been feeling for the last 10 years. Forget about tomorrow, because we talk about winning right now every goddamn year, and it don't happen. But, so, all right, the 2018, we definitely leaving the Saquon Barkley. You with that, Freezy? I'm writing it down, by the way. Huh?
Okay, we can change it up. I'm going to try and change it up.
All right, so y'all just send me some excerpts of which I want, like vocal-wise, and I send it to him, and he'll send us, like, the, you know, the first draft unmastered or whatever, or however you, whatever you call it, and then he'll send us the final one like he always, like he did before. So I'm contacting him right now because I know that dude is super busy since the summer. He's been doing this thing with the soca parties, man. I don't know if y'all been following, but I ain't going to talk about that right now. I'm home. So I'm sending them that message right now.
Hot kids, by the way.
Facts. Remastered intro, Judgment, whenever you get a chance.
Now, here's what I want to know if it's still the same. Will they give us that extra hour? That's what I want to see is still the same. Or will they cut us off at that 2 hour mark? We're going to see today. We're going to see today. We're going to see today. I better not cut us off.
And speaking of till this day, man, I'm mad that that fight got pushed back, man. Because of Tyson Fury, Lesbo-looking people, man, getting COVID. His whole camp caught COVID, brothers. His entire camp, bro. The whole training, his sparring partners, a couple of them. Nah, he, you know, he Lesbo-licked Deontay Wilder that time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was mad creepy. Dipsy kick, strike again.
Can't just be out here licking people like that, man.
For real. Especially during the fight. Sweaty and bloody and shit. Oh, did you see what happened to, what's the name, Blake? And,
no!
Oh, boy.
No!
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, it looked like
that
he broke fibula.
Yeah, he broke both. Right.
That's a tough thing with bitch sitting on his ass talking about, this is
but
not
that,
over.
You know what that is, right? That's
like, yeah, it's over, bro.
Motherfucking with them steroids.
Your fucking leg is gone. Look down. It's
not
over.
Steroids,
I can still fight. That's crazy.
What's the whole rest?
Now, I didn't see the fight. Did he kick him and that shit happened, or did he just do that on his own?
That dude just stepped back and snapped his damn joint. Stepped back all crazy and snapped his joint.
God damn, straight that's the glass,
snapped.
Bro.
No, TKO.
Straight missed the glass. Let me ask that. Ow! Fell on his knee.
He looked like he was in church and caught the holy spit out.
Because I saw this thing,
yeah,
I was like, yo,
potatoes, tomatoes,
break
chicken, friends,
oh, no, he wasn't even close to him. You got it. He stepped back and was like, yo, that must have been, he was about to kick the shit out of him. Cause
he was winning the fight.
That's when you supplant your leg.
You agree, Black, or nah? He was winning the fight to me.
I heard he was getting his ass whooped.
Yeah, McGregor, he was doing that.
No, he landed 90%
actually,
of the shots before that.
Yeah, I was about to say, actually, I think he probably had the momentum going into the next round.
Mm-hmm, he had the momentum.
Yeah, he had the momentum, all right. Got hit with that venom.
Until the moment.
Got hit with that venom and broke his damn leg. Venom. Got that adrenaline. Venom. Never.
He can pull the hose out the bane. Oh.
Hey, that's my
trouble. Yeah, nobody was, man. Nobody was.
All right. So, y'all gonna catch that Raising Canaan power?
Hmm? Hell yeah. Absolutely. Freaking loopy. I'm gonna watch that. Watch the season 2 of Tariq.
Yeah, I think that's coming right after that, right? But Black,
I don't know.
Catch this from the beginning, yeah. Black.
Huh?
Don't get behind on this one. Pause. Catch
I'm probably
this
gonna get behind
like
two, three episodes.
No, bro. No. No, bro.
I like the binge.
Catch
right?
this from the beginning, bro. All right, but catch this from the beginning.
Watches.
You ain't got all that time for that, bro. You ain't got time for that, bro.
How many episodes started already?
It's about to start the new season. Well, first season of this. What do they call it? Power Book. Yeah, it's Power Book.
Book.
This is Power Book 3.
Okay.
Power Book 3, Raising Canaan. From the beginning, bro.
I like the little snippets I saw, little
screams
and shit. That shit
is
beautiful.
Yeah, yo. Catch it from the beginning. Also, the fucking BMF shit. That shit
that's
coming out
too?
This summer, too. Yep.
Oh, that's summer.
Catch them from the beginning, bro. Don't be behind in the culture, bro. J-Rock. J-Rock, where you at?
Yeah.
You still on the, you still hip to the shy?
Yeah, I watch it every Sunday.
Faithfully, right? Yo.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your friends, bro?
Coming on.
That's what I'm saying, yo. What's wrong with your friends, bro? Black Freezy, LRP, he the chosen one from the Bronx. So what's wrong with your friends, bro?
Yo, why are you doing that, man?
I know he don't like the shot.
Nah, after that rape situation, I ain't with it no more. That was it for me, bro.
After that situation, yeah.
Yo, after that was it for me, like. I'm ready to claim victory with her, and then he going to just snatch off the grass like that? I'm done. How did that go? Can y'all tell me a little bit? How did that end it?
She's pregnant.
What happened?
She had the baby.
What?
With the
rape.
Mm-hmm. She had the baby. Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Hold on. Let me tell you how. All right, so that was the last hit, right? So... How she got free was Ronnie. You know what I mean? Old man Ronnie and shit, Frida, helped out. Got her free.
Mm-hmm.
And then got his head blown off. And like two episodes later and shit. But.
In the alley. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Blew his head off.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Was it one of the young kids that was on the south side? The young boys?
Yeah.
No.
What was his name? Cool. Who's your friend and shit?
What?
His boy.
Who's your friend, yes.
Yeah.
His boy, like, that's the cool boy. He laying on the ground.
Yeah.
Holding his head.
Ba-ba. You know what I mean? Took him out. Now, she ends up having the dude's baby or whatever, puts it up for adoption to only realize that, no, I really want my baby and take the shit back.
See?
And then name the baby Ronnie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
After she had a nightmare. Named the baby Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? What? Who was the right? Never mind. I'm going to just listen.
Lean of life, bro. Lean of life. Yo, let me tell you something. The brat is in it now, bro. She smashed the shit out of Shorty, son. I'm trying to, yo.
Wait. Smash like got down for the get down or?
Yeah, to the get down, to the get down, bro.
Like she gay in it?
All up in it, dog.
So she's biting the pie, bro.
Face full of poontang pie, son.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I'm happy I stopped watching it, but I'm going to try to see if I could get that little part, though. What episode is that?
Yo, can you imagine what her and Allen Iverson was doing back then, bro? Like,
listen, all I just want to know what episode that is. Tell me what episode she and she.
Just that? What? No. Two episodes ago?
That's good enough. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Shakes. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she tore it up, though. I was like, damn, the brat going in. The way she got it, too, is just like a nigga, too.
You know when somebody say that, right, what it really truly means, right, Shakes?
Mm-hmm.
When the man says, damn, she going in, you know what that really means, right? I just want to see if you can keep it real.
She was going in, son. She was going in. She's all up in it. I'm like, yo, is this even acting, bro? Like, I don't think it's acting.
There you go. There you go. You went all the way. I thought you was going to say something out of it. I'm going to – we here. No disclaimers here.
When you see the scene, bro, you can't tell me, bro. She ain't stick that in there, bro. She slid that thing up in there, dog. She was like, ah. She was like, ah. She was like Benny Siegel on Paper Soldiers.
Hey, Ben.
I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to sit back, forget I asked the question. I heard what you said the last two episodes. Thank you very much for helping me understand that. And I'm going to leave it there. And if y'all don't know what he's talking about, he's talking about when Charlie Murphy and the white cop pulled over Beanie Siegel and he had his hands behind his back and he was like, ah, and he stuck his middle finger up with the arrow point at the end with his thumb. And he did it twice. Ah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, man. That's how she was. Great acting job. She needed an Oscar, an Emmy, or something.
What did you get for that?
Charles Darren.
What is the award that you get for that?
Yo, didn't Halle Berry win a freaking Oscar for Make Me Feel Good?
Yeah, Make Me Feel Good. But we don't say that.
She
we
won
just
an
say
Oscar.
What we say it
she
in
won
our
an
community.
Oscar.
We say
she
it
won
that
an
way
Oscar.
In our community for Best Support Actress. Okay?
Yeah. I'll go with that.
And he lost his wife after that movie, too, right? To Brad Pitt. Let's get that out there. Because he couldn't stop thinking about making her feel good, which wasn't real, but he started
fucking.
And he had to go to like counseling for that because he had to get help because he was fantasizing to the point where Angelina Jolie said, "I can't even do this no more." And that, guess what? I've been sleeping with Brad anyway, so it's time to move on, upgrade.
He makes me feel good.
That's a fact.
Yeah, because we all know that because he slipped up in that joint. That's why he's sanitizing my ass. He's like, yo, I need to get
this. Right.
Yeah.
And she ran a couple of feet.
When we doing part two?
Too bad, man.
Where we at right now?
Yeah,
no. I'm just asking the question.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
Yeah.
This ain't football no more?
I don't know, bro. It's entertainment partner.
All right, then let's just, you know,
make
it what it is.
My mom just seen that, yo. Yo, do y'all know my mom just seen that the other day?
And
she
what did Mama love say?
She said, look at this. She like, that white boy, that white man, Terry Holly Berry.
Wow.
I said, what's that?
Wow.
That make me feel good? She said, yeah, it make me feel good. I said, yep, that's it. She won an Oscar for that, Mama. She said, really?
Mm-hmm. Giving them the cookies.
Yep, every last piece.
Puff Daddy still ain't get out of jail.
Yo, did y'all see the clip of Puff Daddy in his, it had to be his house, with Franklin and Man Boy?
Who?
Franklin and Man Boy from Snowfall. I don't know their real names.
We all know what happens when Puff invites you to the crib.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Franklin started laughing right away. I don't know what Puff said to him. He just started laughing. But I heard what he said to Man Boy. He said, oh, yeah, I got Man Boy, too. And trust me, he got a lot of Man Boy in him. And then Homeboy.
Oh, man, son. Oh, man.
Yo, Puff.
He got him.
He's the freak of the week, bro. Yo, rainbows and everything.
Bro.
He got it all, man. Your man is Rome. Your man is Sodom and Gomorrah. He out of control, bro.
Did y'all see the interview when he was talking to Fab and he was like, yo, you ain't party with me yet.
Yeah,
I've been to the crib.
Jada Kiss was just looking like, bro. Like, I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Yo, you saw his face? Trust me, you got the man boy on Jada Kiss' face, bro.
The look on Kiss' face, yo, just be, yo, that shit was solid.
Nah, because he probably like, damn, yo, he tried fast. Because he already know.
Facts. He like, and he tried him in the open, too. Like, you ain't never party with me. Everybody know what that means, dude. Everybody know what that means, dude. Come on, man. Yeah, I think that's funny. That'd be all right.
Get off that bullshit. I know this revolt. You should join all that. But get off that bullshit, bro. For real. You know what I mean? Like,
yo, I'm going to keep it real with you. Y'all would have seen the first rapper do fight. Like, it would have went down, brothers. I'm just being honest with y'all. I love y'all. But y'all not talking to me like that because I know what you about. You're not doing that.
Damn.
I'd have been like, yo, what you talking about? Party. That'd have been it.
Now, if I would have happened, because I'd have been like, get off that
speaking
bullshit.
Diddy, right?
Yeah. What you mean? Like, you know what I mean. Nigga, you be out here, out here juggling balls and things of this nature. We can't fuck with you like that, brother.
Hold up.
I told him, meet me in the bathroom.
Speaking of Diddy, did y'all see that Carl Nassib came out there?
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk about that for 30 seconds? It hurt my heart. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Because now, I will never understand what's about to go down. Now, listen to me. I'm telling y'all first. The wave is about to begin. And now I'm going to be hurt.
Man, they going to down low too long, man.
Yeah, man.
They need to come up out the clouds and let everybody know who the hell you are, bro.
Who cares, by the way? I just need to know. This is what we need to do.
No, I really don't care, but here's the thing. If you just don't want to be out with a dude, you know what I'm saying, holding hands and doing things as you do, at least we know now. You know what I'm saying? Because we just wanted to see you randomly with some dudes. You're like, why are they holding hands like those? Some new practice now? They fully clothed.
Patty Murphy and Johnny Gill.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You got a suite in my crib? You got a whole crib in my crib? Oh, come on, son. That's fucking.
I mean, that's a real thing right there.
You know what I'm saying? That's a real thing right there. My.
Eddie Murphy and Johnny Gill.
My.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Nobody can tell it ain't real.
Look, I love all y'all, but you ain't living in my house, dog. You can live in the pool house probably for a little bit till you get your life together.
I don't even want
you in there. Water, you might be water just going over your balls. I don't even want to be a part of that.
Depression on, but you gonna have to get the fuck up out of there. I'll tell you, yo.
You get that little outhouse that's neat.
But y'all see Eddie Murphy, his son is dating Martin's daughter.
Yeah, I saw that.
One of them is super
very cool with that. Like our boy.
It's one of them.
Steve Harvey's daughter then.
Oh man, everybody hitting Lori hard.
I think that was homeboy. What's homeboy's name?
That's Michael B. Johnson.
Trey
Johnson.
B. Johnson. I'm about to call Jahi White.
She was just with Trey Song.
Yeah.
He running around.
I think Trey Song's done been, you know what I mean, he one of them.
Mm-hmm. He definitely
you know what I'm saying?
I'm not but having no stuff, girls around know, that nigga
he
ever.
Was about to call
Black quarter something now. Y'all didn't hear it. I heard it. He was about to go in. I said, I think he wanted them.
He wanted him, dog. He wanted him, man. Because I ain't going to front. He done been connected to a whole
that's
bunch
the word
of people. He's been punching
you.
People in the face lately, too. And now
yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
He got to try to show the false aggression. Moist ass.
Yeah, he wanted them.
Yeah, that's the word I'm going to start using because I can't disrespect and call nobody the N-word. I'm not using that, and I'm not transferring that on this platform. So he moist, though. B. Pause.
Mm-hmm. He wanted them, yo.
Yeah. Working with them people, Black. Working with them people.
Alphabet boys, huh?
The W.
Yo, did you see that shit when they was, oh my God, I can't even. Did you see that shit when they was talking about they coming to get the kids and they was singing about it? Like Brady Bunch style,
no,
they had the rainbows and all that on them.
This thing ain't right.
Yo, let me tell you something, man.
Where you watching that?
Yo, that joint all over the place. They had to try to take it down. And then they found out when they scrubbed them, cause all them dudes had pedophilic natures. All of them had sex offenders on their title. Mm. They got to explain it to do, man. Yeah, alphabet folks.
Christ.
All in the world.
Christ. Yep. It's a crazy world out there today.
Yo, I know y'all been keeping
right,
up with the interviews, but I don't think y'all followed this one yet. You know the Doggy Diamonds dude? Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? The Doggy Diamonds dude.
Yeah, Forbes DVD,
yo. Check out his interview with J.O. Felony, bro. He just dropped it about 5 days ago. I watched the whole interview.
Oh, he got another
about 2 hours long. Yeah, he got another one with J.O. Felony. He dropped it about a week ago. It's about 2 hours long. J.O. Felony is saying some things. Yeah, he keeping it real, though. He letting it be known. Like, he was talking about the BET Awards. And he was like, yo, man, you know, behind the scenes, BET Awards, just like Cat Williams said, you know what I'm saying, there's rooms. Going rooms. You see this going on. You see that going on.
Talking about
the rituals. Yeah, bro, he's keeping it real, but he can't talk.
Satanic rituals that he's saying throughout the awards.
Come on, talk about
BET
Awards.
For sure.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
He definitely spilled a lot of shit out.
Yo, and I'm gonna tell you right now, they be getting just information, dog. They be putting them people through stuff, taping them, and then bringing that shit up later.
Yo, Black, you
know what
I'm saying? Love the fact that he brought up a lot of the dead artists. He brought up, like, yo, this dude was talking this dude talking that. Then he did, like, yo, look at the timelines. He's smart, though. He talking in a way where we understand him. You get it?
Right. He's not snitching on
like you would have to have a real street dude sit down and decode
that
for you to
like
somebody else. Yeah, he keeping it real, bro.
Because remember, he was one of the spittest from the West. Def Jam was Def Jam. J. O. Felony was
mm-hmm.
spitting.
Talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not like LRP, like the human catalog to bring up the, you know, song and shit. LRP doing the things and verses right now. But, that shit real, man. I don't care what nobody say. That shit real. We already see it. They got the whole Nas X out there. Come on, son. That don't mean out of bounds with that shit. Because they tricked the kids with that Brokeback Mountain shit he did. And then next thing you know, he out here in full guard, dresses and all that shit, kissing boys in the mouth.
Yo, son, let the devil eat his ass out, bite him in the ass and all that. Like I'm not with it.
I ain't see all that.
I ain't with it, man. Yeah, man. Like, me and my lady watched that video. That whatever that first name, it's his first name. Yeah, son, he bugging. He bugging out here, B. He climbing like the Garden of Eden, the forbidden fruit apple. He doing it. Like, he letting it be known. I'm in the satanic situation. You know, he got Marilyn Monroe curls in the front of his head, man. Like, I don't know what's going on out here, bro.
What the girls call that? Baby hair.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, nah. It's something different.
Lace
put
front.
The
they called it lace front.
Yo, he got a pink lace front joint on with yellow contacts. Yo, I said, this is not right, man. Me and my lady watched that, man, and couldn't even talk to each other for the rest of the night. We just shut it down and went to sleep. I said, this ain't it. Please don't ever let our kids see that video, no nothing, man. I don't want the ad playing. Nothing in here. I can't.
Now, I'll tell you how they got the kids already, man. He done did, what's the name of that song he came out with, that first one? He already got the kids. The kids are singing that all day long. So you think they're not singing whatever's on the album? They already attached to this motherfucker. Too late.
It hurt me to see Nas do a record with him.
Talking about Big Nas
and Lil Nas, you know what I mean? That hurt me, man.
He lied then on the God, on the King's Disease album. He said he did all this without Mason and him. Come on, son. What is this?
Nah, man. We can't do this. We can't be out there like that.
Well, first of all, we just got to acknowledge that hip-hop been participating in booty activity for a long time, Paul. It's just been happening for a long time.
It's gone too far. Like. You want me to get
it? Well, what did he say? What you do in the dark?
What do you want? It's just sad, man. It's sad. I can't. Now it's in the schools. Tommy has two daddies.
Is that real though? I've been seeing it, but did they already put the curriculum in already?
Yeah, man, it's already in the curriculum.
But I saw the thing about them teaching the kids at kindergarten about
man, they gonna teach them about
I couldn't believe that shit.
Yeah, bro, a gay LGBT queer man, you know, was in the classroom and he was like, "Listen, I'm not the type to force anything on people, you know what I'm saying? But I do want people to know that this lifestyle is a real life thing. So what I do ask the kids is, if you don't want to participate, you can just say I am somebody." No, bro. How about you let my son up out of there, you feel me, or my daughter up out of there, and you can finish that false curriculum and move forward. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, he got them breaks in his hand. Like,
you know, and I know everybody needs their job. It's critical times. But them teachers, what's up with y'all? I'm supposed to be pushing back on this type of shit. Like, what the fuck is this?
Nope.
The fuck is this right here?
You gotta understand it. It's more LGBT female teachers that's you know
they're
that,
probably
that's
young.
Out there
the
now
old school
than anything.
Young
yeah,
too.
They exactly because you
they
know
old school teacher
going to
be. They know old school teacher get that shit back in the days. Mr. Linsky and all them joints that he had back in the day. He can look at that shit like, man, if you don't get the fuck out of here with this,
it's just our generation, brothers. Our generation. Is the last generation to feel how we feel about things.
Shit, when I was in school, they was halfway still beating kids.
What? Let me tell you something, man. The teacher told you to hold your hand out and smack your hand with a yardstick. What? Hold your hand out. Ratata. And then your mother came in and said, why'd you pop him up like that?
Yo.
He told somebody to stand the third. Thank you. And send him home and I'm going to finish it.
Yo, I keep it 100, man. Yo, my fucking, yo, my gym teacher, yo, he punched me in the stomach like twice, bro. He's like, stop acting like a punk. Oh, shit. Yo, that, I ain't gonna front, though. I look back, that shit was abusive. It made me man the fuck up. I ain't gonna lie. It made me man the
and
fuck
I
up. Oh, I ain't no punk.
Yo, and what's crazy is I walk into my daughter while she's doing remote, right? Mm. And I see the teacher like, we're gonna just jump once. And two, and butterfly, and around, and stand, and bend, and move, because he, like, you know, they doing the phys ed in the crib. Yo, I got on, and was like, hey, what's going on? How you doing? Oh, Aaliyah, look, everybody, that's Aaliyah's daddy. The hi, Aaliyah, daddy. Yo, I didn't say nothing. I just was like, I waved into the camera and moved away, and was like, it's impossible to request that I remove her from that physical education class. Daddy, I no longer have Mr. Loingo. I know. I know. They gave me Mrs. DuBose. You like her? Yeah, that's good.
That shit's out of here.
Not playing. He had the little ribbon joint on, like the butterfly, and we go. Not this day. Not this day.
I mean, you know, the sad part about it is that, you know what I'm saying, when you think about all of this, man, you start the hypersexual activity to kids all early, hypersexualize them early, man. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing, man. That shit is in the book. Whenever that shit happens, you bring confusion. You automatically bring confusion sexually. You see what I mean?
In black, it only goes one or two ways. You either become an introvert or you become aggressive and promiscuous. It only goes one or two ways. You either opening up the box, the gate,
everything,
or you shutting down.
Everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
This is where we say he belongs to the street.
That's a fact.
I know we're going, you know, from the female perspective because that's all I'm going to go on. Dude's going to do what he's going to do.
And when you inside that room and it's four or five of
you, I know, you know, their standard is different. But to me, females need to have a better standard.
He's beginning to believe. Come on now. I wasn't even doing that on the joke. Come on, brother. Come on. Okay, don't do that. You know what it is, brother. You know why? This show don't make right left.
Mm-hmm. It ain't right, all right.
Right. It ain't right, right?
It ain't right, all right.
Y'all can go. I'm saying it ain't right. That's you know what, Shay? That's exactly how I felt when I was younger sometimes. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to give y'all a little hidden inside story. Whenever we had one of the... You know what I mean? Whenever it was choo-choo time, y'all know what I mean. I'm not going to say nothing else. Whenever it was choo-choo time and E was supposed to be the conductor, I backed off sometimes. Like, yo, it ain't right, all right? It ain't right. Everybody else was beginning to believe. Wow. Well, he's our help. Back to football?
Yep. And I was just saying if they was going to cut us off, which they did. And they're still doing that 3-hour shit, man. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Keeping that same energy.
What time did you start the show today, Jakes?
6.
So we must have got there.
You know how like
how long was you by yourself though?
Probably like 30 minutes.
All right.
But you know how like when you go to set up a show on there, they don't let you do the prime time unless you had the practice or the prime time. So you have to set it like at 6 or something. Or you just go, you know, how we used to do go live now.
Yeah.
But it feels good, man. It feels good. Even though, I don't know, should we keep the 6 o'clock joint or should we just keep going with the 7 o'clock joint that we was doing with the pod band?
It depends. Everybody has, you know, a different time and a different schedule. 6 for me, 6 or 7 works out for me. It only got later than that because I had things to do, but now I got a later schedule. My weekend schedule is later. Remember, I used to hate to drive to work with you guys on the phone, and I would lose y'all in the mountains. So it works out for me because now I got to be to work at 11 o'clock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would like to do the show at, I'll do my shows at 6. And then from 6 to, if it goes to 9, after that, I could get myself some rest, at least an hour, and then just head to work. So I'm going to be doing my shows in between 6 and 7.
Yeah, I'm good with 6,
but we'll
too.
Talk about all that.
But it gives me a chance to end it off at like 9 o'clock, which we was doing with Podbean. So it's like it keeps me on the same schedule.
Right.
Kind of a little hour earlier, which was always cool because when I was setting the show with Podbean, like once it got like 6 o'clock, that was my time to like, all right, let me roll up my blinds, all that sort of stuff. You know what I mean? Just, you know, all right, trying to get myself ready. But then I'll end up calling one of y'all and be talking to y'all till we about to sit there and get on there. And I'm like, oh, all right, you on the show? All right, I'm about to set it up now. So 6 o'clock is fine with me. And LRP said that he would have a lot of the time on the evenings as well now because his schedule changed, so. We good for the Thursdays. Not sure how Black Freezy going to want to do it on his Wednesdays.
We said 6 o'clock?
Yeah, Friday, we just
have time for break. 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Look, man, I don't know. Yeah, sometimes I might have to do a 7 on y'all. But I could probably send some 6s.
Just remember, like, when you – all right, so if you go on 7 on Wednesdays, just remember that you had to just press live now and shit instead of trying to set it. Like,
so
how
everything
I did
is
it.
The same? Exactly?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty goddamn much. Nothing different, bro. Nothing different.
I'm so disgusted with Blog Talk, I don't even know if I'm going to see this shit. I ain't going to front, man. I got to be honest. Got a quick announcement. Got a quick announcement to make because it's locked in. Y'all gonna love this. I will be seeing our brother LRP from July 22nd to July 25th. Now, I may not see him every single day, of course, but I will be going to see our beloved brother, and I cannot wait. Everybody's welcome. I've called you guys. I've told you guys. I've put it in the chat. I put it in the text.
You
guys can go check those flights, right? Now, I changed it up. You know what it is? You wasn't picking up because you was your arm was hurt. But I've been talking to everybody. I've been calling you.
Oh, yeah. The last thing I heard was Vegas shit. And I know LRP was like, man, I ain't got no motherfucking money for no Vegas. I'm like, neither do I, motherfucker.
Right. But if y'all look right now, right, the flights to Houston is really, really cheap. You can get you one under $300, especially coming from Baltimore,
like,
ATL.
I don't know,
I want to fuck with you. I might want to fuck with you because I do want to go see my baby. That's not too far.
What? Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yo, stop. You're going to have to send me the information again.
Yeah, I got you. J-Rock, it'll be a thing.
Yeah, I thought you was going to Vegas, nigga. I ain't got Vegas. Yeah, I ain't got the Vegas money yet. But
nah, they started bugging on the flight. They started bugging, Shay. Yo, they wanted 781 on a round trip on the brother. Come on now. We not, even if I had it, I'm still not doing
like,
that.
That's
nah,
like,
yeah,
nah,
you're not playing with
that.
I'm not with that.
Can't do that.
I'm not with that. Not with that.
Can't do that. I don't know. What's that? What do we got, like 10 days? Talking about?
12.
Yeah, you talking about
12. 12, yeah, it's 10 days.
Sure, the 22nd.
Yeah, but it's going to be, that's if you want to, you know, if you want to deal with that. You can leave on the 23rd and just do the weekend. I'm just getting there one day before so I could rest up and have the energy to party on my Friday. You know what I mean? When you get out my age, you got to rest and then be able to do that whole 3-4 o'clock in the morning business again.
I got me a little big chick out there.
Now, how many of us recognized that before he said it today or knew that? See what I mean?
I might be on a smash fruit. Everybody's there. Oprah style. You get the shit. You get the shit.
Me too. Listen, Oprah be getting me mad.
Yeah, let me chop it up with my women and see what's going on. Yeah, I'm gonna get back with you. Chop it up with my friends.
Got some
exclusive black stuff. Some exclusive stuff by the way out there.
I know your boy is about to throw the fire out there.
Right.
Houston, we got a problem when he lands. The feet is going to light
up. So I heard it's like 1,000 Beyonce's out there. I'm trying to see what that be like.
I don't know nothing about nothing. I'm just going out there to enjoy myself and be cool with my brothers, and all. We can enjoy ourselves and have a good time. And I look forward to seeing you guys. And, yo, it's going to be a real great thing. LRP, I just want to say thank you for hosting us and enjoying, you know, showing us some things we haven't seen before. I really look forward to going to the museums, you know, the art galleries, and also downtown, the historic areas, Nassau. I'm coming to see that. You know, I've always wanted to see that since I was a kid. Thank you.
I want to see the hoes. Where the hoes at?
I don't know nothing about the money guns and the hoes.
I'm going to step up the joint. Like, where the hoes at? Take me to the hoes. Don't y'all got a King of Diamonds out there too? We gone. Yeah, we gone. I don't care what y'all married motherfuckers say. We gone.
I just want to be with my friends, with J-Rock and LRP, and enjoy myself and see all the stuff that Nassau has to bring. The stars, the moon, and all the astronomical things I've been wishing to see since I was a kid.
Yeah, we're gonna get some of them wings. We're getting some of them chicken wings. We're getting some of them wings.
Lil Williams said they are real good. Crispy on the outside.
We're getting some of them wings. I want me a breast.
That's how you know you're being heard. Listen to it. Crispy on the
right.
outside.
Uh-huh. She right there.
When we land, I cannot wait to embrace everything that you're saying. I would love to get some wings.
Yep, some wings. Some
24.
Thighs.
They come in.
Yeah,
they come in sizes 24 and above, they say.
Yeah, 24 piece. More two dimes and two deuces.
Gonna be sneaky, even.
Buddy, I'll take the deuces and all that. Feel me? I'm smashing everything. Like, what the hell have you been doing? Oh, nothing. Just eating some wang.
J-Rock, can you please bring those shades that you had on during the draft? I need a couple of those.
Wang. Straight up. How we got to do it.
Yeah,
nah, for real. Like, well, fuck. I got to see. So crazy. Crazy that you said that shit, too. I got a situation. That actually kind of provides me the resources to go ahead and do so. I know I wasn't trying with gambling. I couldn't gamble no money in no Vegas, though. I know I wasn't with that. I ain't got that money like that right now. Not like that. Maybe one day. I ain't got it like that right now. I know me. I don't know my limits for shit. Get out of hand. Gets out of hand. A little out of pipe. A little bit. What else is and what the Yankees do today?
They got a lot of, I heard they got a lot of plumbing and carpenter jobs out there.
Yeah. I know I'm gonna get me a couple of them jobs.
Top pay. 25, 26 an hour.
Get me a couple of them jobs. They are very hospitable. They show a lot of hospitality. Hospitality. That'd be like that. Especially before I... Smashing everything. Alright, man. What them Yankees do, bro? What them Yankees do today?
Wait, you want me to send you a link or something?
Nah, I'm sorry. Did we win? Oh, hell no. What the hell? What the fuck is that? That's some shit right there. But did we win? Did we win? Did we lose? I don't care. I just want to know the score. Ain't nobody fuck with them Yankees, boy. Nobody fuck with them Yankees. See, hopefully we can win them series, yo. I need a series from the Yankees, man. I ain't see us win a series in the wild.
We getting bad pitching, man.
We ain't got good pitching.
Nah, man, we ain't got good pitching this year, man. We real inconsistent. Like, we not even getting the bat on the ball, pause, the way we should to get runners on from in scoring position. We got our pitching is real, real shaky, bro. Like, if you look at games, like, you could start telling them around the second, third inning, like, I hope he could get out this inning. I hope he could get out this inning. When you start saying that, you know your rotation is not as great. You got an ace in Cole who's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? I think he leads the game, leads the league in consecutive, like, innings with, like, scoreless innings. Like, he's doing his thing, man. But no supporting cast, man. We need to get rid of these guys, man. We need to get rid of them. We need to go back to that farm system and handle our business. We're digressing. Very bad. Very bad.
Pitching. Who got good pitching right now?
You're going to hate to hear this, man, but the Red Sox is rocking. The Red Sox is rocking right now.
Mets get anything? Well, they still do them.
Mets last time I checked, they was above 500. I haven't checked in a while because, you know, when your team ain't winning in baseball, you really don't keep up with it because of the way you feel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You be like, you know what? We losing. It don't even matter who winning. It ain't like the other sports. You still care.
It's like,
But baseball,
right,
you be like, yo, ain't no reason to watch the 160, 80, 62 games. I ain't watching that. First time I ever forfeited my tickets to even go to a game. I was supposed to go to a game last week. I said, what? I'm not doing it.
That's crazy. All right. Well, that's about it as far as anything as far as sports. We covered the playoffs. Talked about some of the NLB, we talked about the Giants, we even went into some entertainment. So, I'm going to end it like this. Ask this question. Fantasy-wise, fantasy football is coming up. We is taking down who's going to be in these leagues. There is no keepers. Everybody's starting off like a fresh baby. Like a fresh baby. So, what's the guy, the sleeper guy that on the Giants, I'm just pointing out on the Giants, like that y'all looking at that might have a good fantasy season. I don't think a Giant will be drafted in the first round besides Saquon Barkley. Everybody else is like after that.
It don't matter.
I would say Kenny Galladay, but I don't know how he's going to do with us. I mean, I kind of have an indication and all that. I don't know. I would say.
You said an under radar dude, or
just any guy, the sleeper guy, because any guy besides Saquon Buck, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, that's a first round off the earth. If he even is taken in the first round, but you know, in our drafts, he's definitely going to be taken in the first round, so.
So I'm gonna say Sterling Shepard.
Shot him. Shot. You expect a big year out of that? It's the numbers you expect from him.
Yeah, man. I think he's gonna have a decent year.
Over 700.
I think he have over 700 between.
They let me in.
We'll say between
that's the only thing
50 and 60 catches.
He's 60. Yeah, that's a good year.
For slot receiver, yeah.
That's a good year, but how many touchdowns, though? That's what's important about the fantasy, though. How many touchdowns you seen, good?
I would say around 6 or 7.
I'm going with Ingram, man. I'm going with Ingram. I think Ingram going to have a big ass year, man.
You still,
yeah,
you still going with that shit?
Yep. I said every year.
You still going?
Yeah, going. All right,
but I want to see you draft him though.
Draft.
It's the opportunity.
If
the opportunity presents itself,
I had him last year.
And you don't draft him.
I had him last year. Now watch,
you,
y'all gonna be thirsty
it.
And get him, cause y'all know I'm right. One of y'all gonna
not
be thirsty and get him, cause y'all know I'm right. Wow.
Maybe somebody on here who
a tight end,
maybe somebody on
the phone
who love him might do that, but not me.
He either chose one from the Bronx, going to take him in the third round. Thirsty. Real thirsty. No, I'm right. J-Rock, Black Freddy said one draft.
I put the dates up. It's in the, I put it up in Twitter, and I sent the emails out today.
Oh, shit.
I ain't been on Twitter.
I know. Before today, I ain't been on Twitter in so long, yo. And I logged on and down. I was like, dang. And I went to go promote the show and shit. I'm like, yo, I ain't been on this motherfucker mad long.
You sent it to J-Rock?
Today.
I think I seen you put it up there.
I
sent
the email for all
four leagues.
Because I know he threw LRP and E and the chosen ones in the Bronx in League 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Gotta get Chill Wills
up
in there.
I was going to do 45-second draft picks, but then LRP was like, I thought about it. You know how to do is be taking a whole 60 seconds. I'd be slowing it down a little bit.
That's what you got.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Check your man. So you had the man in your queue the whole time,
bro. That's what I put in there. Like, have your people in your queue. So if somebody takes your people, you still have somebody for backup. So that shit don't take forever.
I'm ready, man. Y'all rookie. Ready,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I'm firing this shit. Yo, Shane, I'm coming for your ass. It's the balls. I'm coming, bro.
That's cool, bro. I hope so, man. Pause. Man. Come on, y'all. Come with it. All of y'all. Every last one of y'all. Even the newcomers. I want all the smoke. I'm the man. Come for the crown, y'all. Come for. How many you got, J-Rock? Two?
I got two. I got some regular season trophies, too.
Yeah, I got some regular season, too.
I got
some trophies in there, man.
Third place.
Yeah, man, got some trophies in there. Now you got two, you good with me. You got the multiples. Anybody that got multiples is good with me.
Man,
ain't that right?
Man,
cut
it out with
that.
Always bringing that shit up, yo. That shit goes.
I got you.
I'm gonna tell you the messed up thing about it though. Close no cigar like twice, boy. And the center twice, just can't pull it off. And Rod is choking.
I don't know. You gonna be upset this year. I don't think you gonna pull it off this year. No,
you know what I mean?
No
all
keepers.
Of that. Yeah, nepotism.
Yeah. I don't think
so.
I'm coming
kids,
out
man.
With at least two, bro. I'm coming out with at least two, bro.
You can't run your kids.
I'm coming out with at least two chicks, bro.
This year?
I want to make a statement. Yeah, yep, this year. And I want to make a statement how good I really am. Two chicks.
Yeah,
Dancy
just one of them? Dancy and then another one?
Yo, he said he want to be in all of them. He said he want to be all of them, so there's no more excuses. Because he like, yo, I only get I'm only a designated hitter. I only get one at bat. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's fine. I think he just won a chip.
Well, Dancy
want
to be on all of them?
Shout out to him. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Dancy. All right. Think he won
make
a chip.
I got a spot open in League One. I might have some spots open. In every league except for, because he in the championship league, right?
Yeah. And I think he just won it, didn't he? Or was that Rhodey?
Championship league?
No, I think he just won it. Yeah. I think he won it. Yeah, he beat Rhodey. That's right. Rhodey.
You sure about that?
I believe so.
You sure about that?
Please go check that. Yeah, I think so, though.
I'm about to check
right
just
now. Won the check. And I think Rhodey beat me. And I think he beat somebody else this year, too. I think he beat Nacho. I think he beat me. And
Nacho
beat me.
That's what knocked me out.
For a chip? No, I'm talking about for a chip, though.
Hell yeah.
Oh, he beat you in
the
chip? I didn't say he beat you. I said he beat Nacho. And then he beat me, and he beat Nacho. Yeah. Yeah, I think I remember that. I think Nacho knocked you out and went to the chip to face Rose. Or was it that? Okay, I'm not sure. No, yeah. Because Nacho ain't win no chip. Nacho still chipless. Y'all still ain't see it?
Well, Nacho ain't got no chip, huh? All he got is a cheese.
All you gotta do is go to the championship league. I think it's the championship league. Dancy just won that shit.
It was Dancy.
Yeah. I know what I'm talking about. I take count. Oh, yo, I really jot down these shits, bro. I really jot them down. Like, that shit really is important to me.
So what we doing? We bringing the thing back? We bringing the old thing back? Or what?
Say what?
We're bringing the old team back. Trophy in the mind and the belt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the old.
I think Dan C said he's going to put up
the old
belt.
Team. Old team in the mind. What's up? So what you want to do? You want to bring the belt?
Yeah, because I was talking about a trophy, and Dancy was like, he'll flip for the belt. So, under the belt.
Let's do it.
After you put mine on my shoulder.
Yeah.
How many belts? It's just one championship league, right, for us?
Yeah. One championship league. Hopefully, try to get 12 in like every league. Get 12 in every league. 10, no 10. Should be able to do it now. Then, shit, man. Let's get it on. Rumble. Watch me motherfucking dominate. Y'all motherfuckers really think that this rule was for me.
I guess Robbie.
Y'all funny,
huh?
Man. Yeah, y'all fucking shit, bro.
Yeah, I'm saying you all with that y'all shit again. Here you go with all that y'all.
Yo, because y'all be doing that conspiracy shit against me, bro. Y'all always trying to put rules and shit to try to stop me from winning, and it never works, bro. It never works. I still win.
I was like, oh, yeah? It hit the 20 counts? Man. I mean, you know, I was sitting in the classroom. I found out when you found out. I'm doing pushing them. So, I'm just saying it. And the conspiracy here, man. Not with black on this one. I ain't know. But I like it.
Nah, you.
Take it
up,
man. Make it pretty. You know what I mean?
It's all good. Like I said, this ain't for me. Y'all really think. Y'all really
remember,
think this
J-Rock
shit gonna hurt
on,
me. This shit ain't gonna hand to me. This shit will not stop me. If anything, I'm even more dangerous now.
You really believe that?
I don't want to hear it at the end of the season. You talking about we got keep? You got to do keepers now? Hell no. Because
you
have lost. I said I don't want to hear at the end of the season. Oh, we got to do keepers next year because you done lost.
I probably would say it anyway if I win.
That depends on who you draft.
Sorry about man.
I heard that bullshit.
I wasn't the one that was against keepers. I voted for keepers. So next year, even if I win or lose, I'm going to still be voting for keepers. Don't mean that I'm not going to win anyway. I'm still going to bust y'all ass because I'm that good.
We'll see.
I know.
You will see. What'd you say, E?
What'd you say? Huh? You heard something say? You heard something say, E?
I heard him say something.
I heard something. He did. I heard him say
that. I heard Jeff say that bullshit about me drafting Evan Engram. It's only two tight ends, pause, that I'm trying to go after. Let Waller fall to me and Kittles. That's where I'm at with mine. That's all I'm
looking for. You'll take him in the first round?
Two dudes be available.
You'll take him in the first round? Either one.
Nah, we ain't doing that. I got to grab there's some QBs going down here. I know how to do this thing now, brother. It's
thirsty.
On. All I had to do, all I had to do was get put in the system, and it's on.
It's
gonna be everybody
gonna
available.
Take him in the first round?
I don't got to do that.
Let me ask you this. Would you take him in the second round?
No,
would you take him in the second?
Don't worry about my rounds, son. Just worry about when we play.
Exactly. Don't say that.
I ain't going to take him.
Don't say, yeah, ain't nobody. I don't know what the hell you're doing right now. Nobody dealing with all that, fam. Just wait till we knuckle up. That's it. You know what I mean? Young lion versus old lion. Just wait till we knuckle up, baby. That's it.
Ooh, I can't wait. This is going to be funny. We got to be on air doing this. It's going to be funny. When we on air last time we did this?
Yeah, we went crazy, bro.
Pandemic year?
Yeah, we was on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it.
pandemic year.
Okay, I see you out here drafting. I see you. And let me
yo,
tell y'all something,
so
man. Ain't nobody
then
in here slick, all right? Because I know when you draft somebody in one league, hear the other person go trying to snatch them up in the other league right before you. Ain't
league.
Nobody here slick. Be,
oh, yeah.
Ain't nobody here slick.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know this nigga going right for him, bro. Let me go get this man right now
right.
before
soon,
he get
soon
him.
Right. Soon, exactly. Soon as somebody sees somebody, then want to talk crazy on the trade, and guess what? Shake said the wildest thing to me in the world. He said, yo, this dude is wildin'. He got Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. He's wildin'. And look what happened.
Yeah,
Mahomes
back
went
back.
Down. And Mahomes went down. And I had to start Lamar Jackson. And that's how I won. With
this
a
man
loss.
Went back to back, yo. And I ain't gonna lie, he went to the playoffs and went far with it. So, hey,
facts.
Shout out to you, man.
Facts.
I know I was like, what the fuck are you doing, yo? You go first round Mahomes, second round Lamar Jackson. Are you stupid?
And it got me to pay dividends. And think about it.
Like,
about
oh, my God, you are fantasy retarded.
And you was about to trade away Russell Wilson to me for Lamar Jackson. And if I would have
yep.
said yes, you would have been broke down in that trade.
Yo.
Because he did not
what?
Produce for the first 8 weeks.
I wouldn't
he
even
was looking
made,
bad.
I don't think I made the playoffs anyway, but I wouldn't even have came that close to making the playoffs if I'd done that trade.
I tell people some things look crazy,
I mean,
but work out amazing.
Oh, man, I need that championship league. Like, I got to win in that league. That's the only league I have not won in, yo. And I went to
I have to
two
concentrate more on all the leagues, Shakes. I really concentrated on that championship league because I know that's the one that y'all talk about. But I'm going to concentrate a little bit more on all
yo.
Of them as together now.
I need that one. That is the one that eludes me, bro. And I want the two chips, bro. And one of them is mine. I ain't gonna, yo. That I swear, yo. Like I put an asterisk on that motherfucker every time, bro. In my head, like it's an asterisk right there. Like that chip is mine. But I want to officially have a chip in that motherfucker, not unofficially, officially.
So what you do is you lie to yourself to make yourself feel better when you say asterisk.
Yo, no, we all know how I feel about that situation, bro. I was robbed, screwed, and Adam Beachy in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Adam Beachy on Oz, bro, is what they did to me. Okay? I won that shit. Fair and square.
I got other comparatives if you want to use them. That's common sense. Adam Beachy. If you want to use
Adam Beachy,
another
bro.
Comparative, I'm
Adam Beachy.
Yeah, you
Adam
see
Beachy
that guy right there.
Bro. That's what y'all did to me.
What's the comparison?
You're kicking by that.
Why Adam Beachy?
Oh, you don't know what I
right.
You don't know what I
That's why. Right. That's why I said what I
you
said.
Know.
Sorry, bro. A couple
you don't know
what
I said. You don't know?
Yeah, he don't know.
I ain't even going to tell you, man. I don't know, man.
I
it ain't right.
I
right.
Let's just put it like
I'm
this.
I remember.
J-Rock, here's a way to say this, what I'm saying. Buster. From Godfather of Harlem. Who was Buster?
Who?
When they bring you in that warehouse and Buster come in the warehouse when they want you to talk.
Oh, yeah.
That's out of BC from Ireland.
That happened to Adam Beasley? I don't remember that.
Nah, Adam Beasley was doing that.
Yeah, he was doing that, bro.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He had
okay,
that little
yeah.
hat stuck
yeah.
on the side of his head.
He used to, yeah. His freaking hat never fell off. How the hell that hat
never
fell off?
I needed to know how that, it was weird. That little hat was weird.
I think they had that shit glued on.
No! Yo, shit ain't right, all right. It's not right, all right. So, in my head, I'm an unofficial champion. I want to be an official champion in that league.
Action Jackson.
Unofficial first.
Oh, that's you?
Should have been mine. What Freddy Krueger said when Jason killed that girl in front of him. No! She's mine! How I feel about that championship, bro. It's mine. And I got to look. And I had to see for like 2 years, he had a profile picture with him with the belt. Wearing that motherfucker. Wearing it. Proud. Knowing you ain't winning that shit, dog. How can you wear that shit proudly? Despicable. Just despicable.
A leak would be crazy for me.
Shake down privilege. Not white privilege, but shake down privilege.
This ain't right, Black. This ain't right. And I don't even know what you got to do with it, but I blame you too. And I don't like you in the fantasy world. In the fantasy world, you are not my friend. In the fantasy world, you are not my friend.
You can't. Why are you trying to lump me in with all these conspiracies? I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Look, I don't care, bro. You could have helped me.
Mad at the world?
You just what? Sat there
why
and let them do that
you?
Adam Beasley shit to me. You sat there and let them do that Adam Beasley.
I let it happen. Yo,
you just sat there and watched.
Wait a minute.
You're
who,
just as guilty.
Who had a BC shakes?
They all did it.
Everybody.
They all took turns.
Everybody did.
They took turns. Dan,
oh, they
Dan
took turns for a metal jacket. You and you hit me with the soap and shit, bro?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Which one went joke on you and hit you so many times?
Man, Dan R. Dan Ricker. He did
Dan
it.
Dan Ricker's in the house?
Yup.
Baseball hater?
And then J-Rock tagged himself in. You know what I'm saying? So let me get some of that. And then motherfucker to finish it off. Black Freezy was just sitting there watching. Just watching it all go down.
What was I
in the other room. In
yeah,
the other
man.
Room putting out his cigarette, shaking his head like he deserved it.
Don't add to that shit, son. Don't add to that shit. What was I supposed to do?
It wasn't right.
I wasn't going to do nothing to them brothers. What was I supposed to do?
You did it. You was there. You may have
yeah,
not participated,
them,
but
you
were there.
You
were there and you watched
myself,
me do it.
There.
And you did nothing. And you did nothing.
Well, they did it to me,
you're
too.
You're just as guilty, man. Just as guilty.
What were y'all discussing?
This is a Me Too situation.
You want to hear it again? Because I don't got no problem telling it for 1,000,000,000 times. All right? I'm gonna tell this story one more time because it's a classic one. And then we can take closed statements and go. The first championship league. First year. The first very year. Yeah, we did this shit. We had the money on the table.
Everybody put the money up, and we had the belt. I make it all the way to the championship. To the championship. To face Dan the Man. And I won. I won. The first week, right there, I won. Smack dab. I'm thinking I'm a champion.
That was your
fault. I'm raising my hand. I'm raising my arms. Everybody is like, yo, you crushed Dan. Everybody's like, yo, Ray Shakes, right? And then the next day, they say, oh, it's a whole nother week.
That shit is all in your, that is all in your
fucking head. It's a whole nother week, bro. I'm serious, bro. I'm serious.
I'm going to tell you why it's all in your head. It's all in your head because you said before the season started, your J-Rock championship is two different games. He said, yeah, bro.
He knew it exactly, but he knew the schedule. He knew the fucking schedule.
That's why all that crying and bitching and moaning. I let
no,
him do it all the time,
I did not.
Honestly,
that was after the first year. That was after the first year. No. I was robbed and screwed. Adam Beasy. All right.
When you realize it,
ain't nobody
out of
nah, ain't no. Nobody realized
it was your fault.
Congratulating me on winning, and then say, oh, hold up, yo, it's a whole nother week. Oh, man, that's crazy. How they did you? And you know you said that shit. And
that's
you going to sit there and just let them do that. And you just
bullshit.
Sat there and let them do it, bro.
Yo, but then the man.
Yeah, he knew it.
Man,
he knew it, bro. He all knew it.
Nah, man.
He didn't
they screwed me.
Like the last
they screwed
he
me.
He still beat you.
And we had to change. We had
yo,
to change the whole format next year.
That
yeah, yo.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
that's
man.
That's why he really hates Kirk Cousins.
I can't stand him, and he is a bum anyway. But I hate his guts. Alright? I hate his guts because of that. I don't like Jordan Reed because of that. Alright? And I don't even remember that running back's name that had four touchdowns. It was ridiculous. Okay?
Was it come on?
I won the chip, yo. I won the chip. Do y'all not understand this? Just think, bro. Just think, LRP. Just say, right, that you sat there and went to the chip to face me, right? You faced me at the chip, and then you beat me. You beat me. You win that week.